The Trillion Dollar Promise. Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California. From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Ben Bernanke and his colleagues at the Federal Reserve are making a trillion-dollar promise to bring down mortgage rates. The Fed's plan is for a buying spree of mortgage-backed securities and U.S. Treasuries, essentially printing money. Edward Haddis at financial website Breaking Views says one way to explain why the Fed is being so aggressive now is fear there isn't much political will left for future stimulus moves.
If Congress is blocking or could block getting cash in people's pockets, which really one should always remember that's what we're talking about, is getting businesses and consumers money to spend. If the Congress won't do that, then the Fed's really the only conduit for doing that, and I think that they've done that very boldly.
That Fed decision yesterday is making a difference in the rates we're seeing this morning. Some mortgage lenders are offering rates today around 4.5%. Mr. Bernanke's boldness is also helping prop up markets around the world. Asian shares closed mostly higher today. Green arrows, too, for major markets in Europe this hour. The Dow picked up 90 points yesterday, or 1.2%, to close at 74.86. Here's another way the Fed is playing plumber to the fallout of the financial crisis. Today is the deadline for big investors to apply for the government's TALF program. That's T-A-L-F. The idea behind this one is to leave the credit markets flush with cash. Here's our senior business correspondent, Bob Moon.
You see, the credit pipeline isn't really empty. In a way, it's just clogged with loans that investors aren't interested in buying. Dana Saporta, an economist with New York's Dresdner Kleinwort, says that's getting in the way of new loans.
Banks are reluctant to make loans to businesses and consumers because they can't turn around and repackage these loans into securitized debt and sell them in the market.
So the plumbers at the Federal Reserve are pouring in a little financial draino, so to speak. Well, not just a little, up to $1 trillion worth in the form of cheap loans to big investors. The Fed's already had some success freeing up money for mortgages with a similar program. Now it aims to attract buyers for bundled credit card debt and car, student, and small business loans.
This is a way for the Fed to sort of encourage demand that would not exist otherwise.
Investors who buy that debt get a steady payout, and if the plan succeeds, banks should have more money to make more loans. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
The new numbers on weekly jobless claims just came in. The number of people continuing to take unemployment did set another record high, almost 5.5 million. That does balance out, though, with a little good news. New claims dropped more than expected last week. Blockbuster is set to release its fourth quarter earnings this afternoon. The company's dealing with a lot of debt, and there's been talk recently of a possible bankruptcy filing. Amanda Aronchek has more.
All of Blockbuster's bonds and loans add up to about $850 million. Chris Donnelly at Standard & Poor's LCD says they have to refinance a chunk of that by August.
What's most pressing is a $350 million revolving credit, a corporation's credit card, if you will. Blockbuster is going to face tremendous sticker shock. They're going to have to pay a lot to borrow.
With lending rates still painfully high, Blockbuster's refinancing worries are distracting shareholders. Arvind Bhatia tracks digital entertainment for Stern, Aji, and Leach. He doesn't think Blockbuster's facing bankruptcy.
Rumors of their death are perhaps exaggerated. If you think about it, this is a pretty good cash flow business.
He says the company's done a good job of diversifying into video games and online movie delivery. Blockbuster's got a serious competitor in Netflix, but recent earnings have been relatively good. And Bhatia says more people are staying home and watching movies these days. I'm Amanda Aronchik for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. We've heard lately that a lot of big U.S. companies are not hiring as many foreign students in this economy. The lion's share of H-1B visas, the visas for highly skilled workers, go to people in India, where there is a lot of concern right now about this new hiring trend. From New Delhi, Raymond Thibodeau has this report.
In India, a bachelor who has an H-1B visa can get more dowry money from the family of his potential bride. So prized are these work visas that offer a chance of winning permanent residency in the U.S. But America is hurting in a recession where more than 500,000 workers are laid off every month. And some U.S. lawmakers are demanding that H-1B visa holders should be the first to go. Those demands have touched a nerve here in India.
It's a big issue for us. From our perspective, this is looking very bad, discriminatory, biased. How you will justify this?
That's Swami Vidyagyanand, spokesman for the Global Hindu Alliance. The group's calling for a boycott of some American goods to protest new restrictions on H-1B workers. He says the program benefits both countries. It gives Indian professionals a chance to boost their resumes by working in the U.S., and it's given American companies a deeper international talent pool.
But because they are getting a stimulus package, they're obliged to follow the dictate of the President Obama, which is to throw this Indian H-1 visa holder out of the job.
The Obama administration aims to tighten oversight of all work visa programs. The president's stimulus plan stops companies that take federal bailout money from hiring H-1B visa holders for 2 years if the firms have laid off American workers in the previous 6 months. That's most likely a nod to H-1B critics who say the work visa process is riddled with fraud. They say some companies, not just in the financial sector but in technology too, bring in foreign workers, pay them less, and hold down the wages of their American counterparts. It's a thorny problem. Amit Nivsekar is a vice president for India's biggest IT and outsourcing industry trade group, NASSCOM.
It raises concerns on both sides, anything to do with H-1B or outsourcing.
Nivsekar and other industry leaders here point out that H-1B visa holders represent only a tiny percentage of the American workforce. They say that if talented Indians are excluded from banking and technology jobs in America, not only will they suffer, the American economy will too. In New Delhi, I'm Raymond Thibodeau for Marketplace.
You can weigh in on this story and others at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Have a good day. American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.